Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Do you think Roy Williams may really be going this time? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. He didn't make a big deal about it when all the hand-wringing went on at Duke in 2004 over whether Mike Krzyzewski would take the Lakers coaching job. But the truth is, Mitch Kupchak called all Roy before he called Coach K. Maybe it was just a Carolina courtesy because Kupchak knew Williams wasn't leaving UNC after only one season. But now that the Lakers job is open again, I don't know. Williams has always claimed to be a college coach, not cut out for the pro game. But a great coach is a great coach anywhere. And after 11 seasons in Chapel Hill, 3 Final Fours and 2 national championships, Williams is not only overshadowed by the Krzyzewski machine over there, he's about the 25th highest paid college coach in the U.S. of A. Whether you think making between $2 or $3 million is enough for any coach, the open market is paying Coach K at $10 million, and about 20 other coaches who can't carry Williams' whistle more than our guy is making. And even if it doesn't bother him, old Roy's friends and colleagues have reminded him on numerous occasions that he's underpaid. So what's really going on? Is Williams thinking that with the P.J. Hairston affair, the academic scandal, and all the other turmoil going on at UNC these days, maybe he'll take a 7-year contract from Kupchak and make about $70 million and then retire at 70. Call it Roy's 7-for-70-to-70 plan. He's a country boy for sure, but he spent a lot of time on the left coast recruiting and is quite comfortable there. Or maybe he's using the Lakers' interest to get his income more in line with the coach of his stature. Does Patino, Calipari, and 0-7 Izzo deserve to make twice as much as old Roy? I think not. And don't you think Bubba Cunningham and the Rams Club are wondering whether they will come up with such a bump if Williams asks for one? Roy may put out a statement in the next few days saying he appreciates being asked by Kupchak, but he's a college coach and staying in Chapel Hill until he retires and gets to coach his grandkids in Little League. But if you hear nothing for the next week or so, it's one of two things. Williams is using a little leverage, or he's indeed leaving on a jet plane. This is Archansky. See ya.